Representative Ryan Winkler is a DFLer from Golden Valley in the Minnesota House of Representatives. He serves District 46A. He's also the House Majority Leader, and he's joining us today to talk about legislation that has been passed regarding COVID-19 in the state of Minnesota. Representative Winkler, thanks for being with us today.
Sure, I'm happy to be here.
Well, before we talk about this legislation, I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about how things have changed, how you are all staying safe, the staff, the representatives, so that you can continue to run the state of Minnesota.
Sure. We are mostly operating remotely, like a lot of other people in business or professions who are able to do so. And so we've had to adapt the House of Representatives to a remote format, narrow down the kind of work we're focused on to mostly COVID-19 related issues. And we did come into session to pass bills, which we have to do, but we're starting a process of having our committees meet remotely, still open to the public, still looking for public input, but finding a way to continue doing the work of the public in a way that keeps our members and staff safe.
Well, let's talk about some of the legislation that has passed regarding COVID-19. Will you tell us about it?
Sure. I mean, we have done this in a couple of different ways. We've provided additional funding to hospitals and healthcare providers, about $200 million. We've provided $200 million to the governor's administration to use for emergency purchases of things like ventilators, respirators. They can use the money to set up temporary hospital facilities as this wave comes and rises over us. We need to be as prepared as we can. We've also started working on legislation that addresses the economic and financial crisis that so many people are facing. So we have provided additional funding for homelessness, for access to food, for child care, to make sure that our child care centers can continue operating. And we've also passed small business loans, emergency loans. So we're trying to mitigate or blunt the impact of this wave as best we possibly can through legislation, knowing that there's much, much more to be done in the weeks and months ahead.
How does it work with the crisis that we are in, where we are seeing press conferences every day with the governor and there are executive orders that are addressing some of these issues? How does that kind of work in tandem with the legislature?
We have been working closely with the administration on the bills that we're passing. We have to have support from Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate in order to move anything on a emergency basis. And we have been in touch with Governor Walz and his administration on the executive orders that they're working on. So in many cases, if we can get agreement on a bill, we will pass it. If we can't and it's an urgency, the governor will take action and we will continue to work to address that issue after the fact. So we're working pretty well all together. It's never easy to do that across party lines and across different branches of government. But so far, I think Minnesotans can be pretty proud of the collaborative nature of governing that's happening in Minnesota.
We are talking to you on Wednesday morning. You're going to be soon heading in to chair the Rules Committee. What kind of things will you be talking about there?
We are focused mostly on how the Rules Committee is the committee that administers the House of Representatives as an institution. So we're going to be focused on how to create a virtual committee process, how to get public input, how to make sure that our staff are operating remotely and safely, but still able to include the public in our discussions. We've never had a remote committee before in the Minnesota legislature. This is the first time we will ever do it. So we're also just practicing to make sure that we can get the mechanics right, because we have to operate according to the law. We have to operate according to open meeting rules and public access, free debate, but also maintaining order in that whole process is important, and we're doing it in a new way. So this is kind of our test run to start things out.
So people will be able to watch and participate a number of ways. Is that correct?
Listen to in the first case.
Okay.
They will be able to listen. The House website will have a live stream. We also have Facebook and Instagram, I believe, as alternatives for people to watch live or listen live. And people can weigh in if they want to testify or ask questions. They can send an email to our committee administrator. The email address is rules@house.mn. So people who want to have their voices heard will have an opportunity to get on our list to do that.
You said that mostly you're working on things that are related to the time we are in. Are there some things that you will be taking up before the official end of the session that you would have normally been doing?
Yes. I mean, we have typically a bonding bill is the major work of this legislative session. We will continue to work on it and have been. The first thing we need to do is get our operations up and running in a different and alternative format. And once we do that, a lot more legislation related to COVID will be first. Our second order of priority are things that are mission critical for Minnesota this year and in the coming years. And then the third area that we'll work on are issues that are important and have some bipartisan agreement. But the typical legislative process of kind of firing missiles at each other and arguing for the sake of it is something we just don't have time or the resources to do right now.
That makes sense. Well, before we let you go, how is it being home and working? How is your family and everybody staying safe? Or is there distance learning happening at your house?
Distance learning starts next week. Okay. And I am more exhausted at the end of the day working from home and on phone calls and so forth than I would be if we were in session.
Yeah.
It is demanding, but the work is vitally important and the public has a right to expect that we will be at our posts and doing our job.
That's Minnesota House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.